Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 28. Just one verse today, verse 1. Proverbs 28, verse 1. It says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." Let me read our verse to you again. We're going to get our challenge today from this one verse. "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." Folks, let me just tell you straight up, your conscience is a powerful thing. Deep down, you know right from wrong. And actually, the Bible teaches us that in Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 16, it says, "For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus." So our passage for today in Proverbs 28 verse 1 says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues." That's because their conscience is getting them, and they're just fearful. And they're worried because they know that they've done wrong or they're in trouble. And they're always worried about who's going to find out or who's going to catch them. Will they be caught in their lies, in their deceit, in their sin? They know deep down how they're living isn't right. Oh, but when we live rightly, we're at peace. The Bible says there's no peace for the wicked. Listen to Isaiah chapter 57, verse 21. Very clearly, God says, "There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked." That's what we're looking at here in Proverbs 28, verse 1. For those of you that are still in your sin, haven't been given righteousness and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, you know deep down that you're in trouble. But you try to convince yourself you're okay and, oh, God's going to weigh my good and my bad. I'm going to be all right. But deep down, you know that there's a sin problem and you know that you're not right before God. And you need to get it right. Let me just tell you, you need to get to that point where you can be at peace. The wicked flee when no one pursues. There's no peace for the wicked. And some of you out there saying, I know. Well, I got good news for you. In Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, for those who trust Christ as their Savior, who say, "I am not right before God. I am sinner. I've got sin in me, and I can't make it right. With Jesus, I believe you lived the sinless life. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you rose from the dead. Would you please give me your righteousness? My life is yours. I believe in Jesus." Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith," this is for those of us who have trusted Christ, "since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that he has given to us." Did you hear that? Through faith in Jesus Christ, we're at peace with God. And not only that, he's poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And back in Proverbs 28, verse 1, it says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." See, when we are at peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ, then when trouble comes, we have no fear because we know that God's not out to get us. Listen to Psalm 23, verses 1 through 4. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Folks, I don't know where you stand, but I hope that you're one of these ones that's been made right through faith in Jesus Christ, and you can be bold as a lion, confident. You can boldly enter the throne of grace. When I went through my cancer situation last year in 2017, the neat thing was I never thought for a second that that serious amount of cancer that I had was because God was punishing me or that he was mad. No, I knew I was right with God through Jesus Christ. I was bold as a lion, and I pray the same for each of you, and that's only possible through Jesus Christ and his righteousness and the peace that comes with it. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.